place now, and you could like do no business at all. You can manage for 7 days to sit shiva there. That's what you're supposed to. The yim lav, if you have nobody there to help you out, you don't have panos, you don't have what to do, is you gargle imoim. You let other people help you along. So Rashi says you gargle imoim. Like if you just have to do the deal there, otherwise you have a big loss. There'll be a big dover avod. So you let to go along with your partner, right? Not by yourself, but with somebody else also. I think the Rach learns the pshat here is that Poshe, we don't have food to eat those days. You allowed to go work to get panosa to be able to eat for what you need. In other words, you allowed to keep yourself alive those days. The Imladi Gagli Moy means you could work for yourself for what you need those 7 days. Turn around, Bonin. Miyaymasai Kaifan Esamitis. Mikir Adin, we don't do this as Manazir, but Mikir Adin, when you're in Oval, you're supposed to turn over all the beds in the house. You turn them upside down. Is when do you have this chiyuv neimasai koyfen esamitos? When do we turn the beds upside down? Mishiyetsim epesach beisai. When they take the mace out of the house, as soon as he leaves the house, that's when you have to turn over the beds. Divi Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Yeshua leimer mishiyistem agoylu. No, b'shas the kfura when they bury the mace and they put the final rock on top of the off coffin or on top of the mokum of the mace. When you finish burying him, that's when you have to turn over your beds. Maisa shemeis of Gamliel Hazokin. Once happened, Gamliel Hazokin was mace. And Kiva and Shiyotzim Pesach Beis, as soon as they took him out of the house, Omalehem Rebeleza told the Mishpacha there, Kofu mitaseichem, turn over the beds. Like the first Mandiyama, that as soon as the mace leaves the house, that's when you have to turn the beds upside down. For Kiva and Shinistam Agrelu, what happened then was later when they went to the Pesach Forest and they buried him, when they put the final stone on top of the mace, is Omlam of Yeshua, Kofu Mitaseichem. Now Yeshua told them, turn the beds upside down. Is Omaloy, they told him, Kfa Kofino Al Pi Zokin. We already had the Psak before that we should turn the beds over as soon as we leave the house. Turn around, Mayein Masai Zoikfin Esamitas Bera Shabbos. So the beds are turned upside down in the weekdays. When it comes Shabbos, though, you're not supposed to be knowing Gavelot of Ahesia. So when it comes Shabbos, for the covered Shabbos, you'll have to turn the beds up on the right normal manner and sleep normally on Shabbos. So on Friday, at what time of Friday do you have a right to turn the beds back to the right way? Is Me'im Masai Zoikfin Esamitas Dera Shabbos. When can you turn the beds back to the normal position? Mina Mincha Lamala. After you dive a Mincha, from then on, you'll have to turn it back. And Omar Rabba Barhuna. Afal Piken, even so, and a Yoshev Oleh Achatechshach. Even though you could turn it back Erev Shabbos Friday in the afternoon, you have to mincha, but it doesn't mean you have a right to sleep on it when in a normal manner. To sleep on the bed, you have to wait till Shatechshach, till it becomes Shabbos. Only on Shabbos itself are you allowed to sleep on a normal bed. Ulu Maitzoy Shabbos, but right after Shabbos, Afal Pishein Lo Leishev Elo Yoynechot, even though, like Shiva ends tomorrow, Sunday is the last day, but since Lamaisi, you have to sit Shiva Mitzvah Shabbos on Sunday morning, the locker is Chayze V'Koyfer. You have to turn the bed upside down again, even though it's only for one more night, just for Mitzvah Shabbos, but still, since it's the day of Shiva, you have to turn the bed upside down. Tana Rabbonin, HaKoyfer Mitosei. That's if there's a locker, you have to turn your bed upside down, Loi Mitosei B'Vadhu, not only the bed that you sleep on, Koyfer, Elokol Mita Sheshta B'Tech Beisei. Any bed you have in the house, all the beds in the house have to be turned upside down. Even if you have 10 different beds in the house and 10 different rooms, still koifes kulan. You have to turn them all upside down. Even if there were 5 brothers, umeis echod and 1 brother died, kulan koifin. They all have to turn the bed upside down. So I'm not sure what the chiddush here, the chur pshita. And all the brothers have to sit shiva, so they didn't sit in shiva. When you sit in shiva, the beds have to be turned upside down. So I'm not sure what the chiddush here is, the 5 brothers. Let's say you had a bed that was set aside not to sleep on, not to sit on, but it's meant just to store your utensils on it. You put your kelim on that bed. Then you don't have to turn it over. Of course, you don't sit on it, you don't sleep on it. It's only beds that you sleep on when you're in Oval, you're supposed to sleep on a bed that's turned upside down. But a bed that's not used for sleeping, for other purposes, to store things on, you don't have to turn it over. The more dargish, with Allah will soon see what a dargish is, the type of a bed, and sorach lechvaysa, you don't have to turn it upside down, el zaykvay, it's enough just to stand it up. like make a shino, make a difference in it, just stand it up, that's enough. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Dargish Matir as Kabitov, this Dargish, this type of a bed, all you have to do is just loosen its straps. Matir as Kabitov, loosen its straps, and the mattress will fall in by itself. That's enough. You don't have to do more than that. For the Gemara, my Dargish, what is this Dargish? What type of a bed is it? Omar Ula, Ula said, Arso de Goda. It's a type of a bed they use for good luck. It's a good luck bed. Shrashi Arso de Gada, Mita Shemiyachtim Oyser Lamazel Toiv. They used to have a special bed in the house for good luck, for good fortune, to have a Mazel Toiv. V'yei Mishtam Shembotlum, they don't use this bed. Elamiyachtim Oyser Lishres Mazel Toiv Alei. They just want Mazel Toiv to live in the house. They're inviting Mazel Toiv into the house. So they have a special bed for Mazel Toiv to live. It was a bed that they hold, give them good luck, this bed. That's what they use it for. So Mela, such a bed, you don't have to turn it upside down because it's not a bed used to sleep on. That's called Arsa the God. Omele Rabba says, that can't be pshat. Ela meyativ so, gabi melech tetznam. We learned by melech like this. When the melech is sitting shiva, kolom misuvim alorets. When the melech is sitting shiva, everybody sits on the ground. V'hu meisav ala dargish. And the melech is allowed to sit on this dargish. So, miyikimidya, is there anything? Tiyad idna loyoy svina. Up until now, this bed was not used to sleep on, to sit on. It was a special bed for Mazel Tov, you want to tell me. V'ashtum asvinim lay. And now, poof, when the melech is a novel, now we let him sleep on the bed, because I'm a stavra. Like, when he's novel, for sure, don't do something new. He don't use something he didn't use until now. So, it's not a stavra, this was a bed that was not used at all. Maskabla Rav Asher, Rav Asher has kash like this. My kusha, what's so shrey about that? I'll tell you, midi dehevi yachilu shtiyah. Maybe it's like eating and drinking. The yadid, up until now, lo yachlinun, for lo yashkinei. Up until now, a king, we never fed the king. We didn't give the king to drink. Hashto oichlina, but right now we're giving him to eat. The yashkina, now we're giving him to drink. Halacha risen by the melech. When he comes home from the basic forest, like anybody else, the sudas avroa, that he's not allowed to eat from his own food, but somebody else has to prepare a food for him. So you see, we do something special by the avelis. So maybe you were in this bed also, this bed that was never used yet, now we use it. So this wouldn't be such a kasha to say, a dargish can mean a good luck bed. Eli kasha or kasha. We have a kasha and this is the kasha. That's not the tiny we learned. Dargish ain't a tzorchlich vaisai. You don't have to turn the dargish upside down. El is like for it's enough just to stand it up straight. So kashr is now viyasa the gadam amay in a tzorchlich vaisai. If it's a bed for good luck, like it's a regular bed, why don't you have to turn it over? Hotanan we learned. Hakoifer mitosu lo mitosu bevatu koifer. When you have to turn over the bed, not your own bed alone do you turn over. El kol mitos sheshta b'teir beisa koifer. Any bed you have in your house, you have to turn over. So this is also a bed, so why don't you have to turn it over? So my answer is posh, that's not a kasha. Or my kushya, I tell you, mita deheva, ya mita, yuchedes lekelim. This is like a bed set aside, not for the purpose of sleeping or sitting on, but you have a bed set aside to store your utensils on it. The tanya we learned, imhoysa mita, yuchedes lekelim. If you have a bed set aside just used for the utensils, and it's sarach lechvoysoi. Here also, this bed was set aside that the good luck should be in your house. So it wasn't the bed that you're using to sleep on, so that's why you don't have to turn it over. So cool, then the kasha should be, what do you have to be zayich altogether for then? Should it be the kasha. Ela, tell me has other kashas. Ela, e kasha or kasha. If you have a kasha, there's another kasha. That it can't mean, dargish here can't mean a good luck bed. Why? We have a shimma magalil line there. Dargish, what do you have to do with it? Mater karbita vunayfum yelev. Just untie its straps, and the bed will cave in by itself. Now, we my karbita nislay. If it's a good luck bed, what are straps doing there? Why is this on this good luck bed that didn't have straps to it? Since the Hiddur said that straps on the bed, mashmir couldn't be a bed that had that smuchid for good luck. So Mora says, ki osti rovin omalei huma rabbonin. V'rav tachlifa bar marvo shmei, what's his name? Teveshchicha b'shuka de gudoi. He used to go into the shuk, into the places where they used to sell skin. Gil gudoi. Place used to have skin, leather there. And there they told him, my dagish, what dagish? Asha de tzala. That's a bed that has a piece of leather over it. That's what this dagish is. Shrashi de tzala or. It's a bed that has a piece, its mattress is made out of leather. That's the type of a bed it is. And Itmanam, we learned like this also. Omer Rav Yirmiya, Dargish Siruga Mitoichai. Dargish, this type of a bed, Siruga Mitoichai means it's woven inside it. Shrashi Siruga Mitoichai, Machnis Ritsuas Minchure Atsemitam. The straps in this bed is from the inside, the wood of the bed. From Atse, that's where the straps are. Mashenke Mito, regular bed, that's Siruga Agaba. They have the straps on the outside. Shrashi Agaba, the Ora Kofula Leitz. Like on a normal bed, the mattress goes over the bed. And you put the straps on the outside of the bed. This Dargish has like the mattress, the piece of skin is on the inside of the bed, and you strap it inside. So the kiss is a type of a bed, not a good luck bed, a special type of a bed it is. And Omer Rav Yaakov Aracha, Omer Rav Yishuv and Levi. Halacha Kashim Gamliel. That's what we paskin. That's what this bed is, that this Dargish is. And Omer Rav Yaakov Aracha, Omer Rav Asi. Mito Shenakliteho Yoitzin. You have a bed, let's say that poles are sticking out of it. On one side, much like we would have beds, you have a headboard on your bed. So if you turn the bed upside down, it doesn't stay upside down. It'll be slanty. You can't sleep that way. So what do you do with such a bed? It's like for the die. You just have to stand it up straight. That's what you do. I'm not completely straight, but a little bit on an angle, it's enough just to make it straight up. You don't have to turn it upside down. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Yoshan agabe kisei. If while you're in Oval these 7 days, you sleep on a chair, agabe udaina gedolo, another type of the big bed we had before, a big chair was, a big bench, whereas agabe karka, you sleep on the ground, lo yotzi dechavosai. Mikaradin, you will not makayim the mitzvah, the ikka mitzvah of Avelis. What does that mean? And Amar Rabbi Yechanan shalaykayim kriyas amitah. You will not makayim the mitzvah of kriyas amitah. There's a special mitzvah that while you're in Ovi, you're supposed to sleep a davka on a bed turned upside down. So might as well we don't do it. I think one of the reasons brought down was the choshev of kishuf. Today people say we're turning your bed upside down. It looks like kishuf. Looks like not a nice thing. So might as well we don't do it. Amika Radin, you're supposed to sleep on your bed, but davka turned upside down and not even on the floor. Tana Rabbon, Mechabdin, you're allowed to clean the floor by a base oval. Doesn't have to be a dirty house. Or Marbitzin, you could sprinkle water on the floor so to keep the dust away. The base oval. By the base oval, you're allowed to clean the basically clean the house. Or Madichin Karmish, you could wash out the dishes, the kaisos, the glasses, or tsluchos, or kaisos, or the cups, tsluchos, the glasses, the ketunios, the base oval. It's all the utensils they use there, you could wash them out. But you don't bring in the mugmar, the good spices, something the psamim, to smell good. That you shouldn't bring in. Shouldn't bring psamim, something smelling spices into the base oval. It's not that way. For Tony Bakapora, ein mevorchin loyala mugmar, loyala psamim base oval. So the kids bruchi who go mevorchin, and we don't make a bracha there. Ho esuya my sister, but mashmi could bring us there. Says you don't make a special bracha by the end of the meal on this psamim. But Mashmi will have to bring us this. What says like Kasha? Have a base oval, have a base Hamanachmin. Depends. By the base oval itself, then you don't bring it. Hamanach Rashi Kroivim Mevin and Yonai Shaloichlam. But by Ramnachmin, the people that are coming to Menachem Oval, by them you could have some there. By them it can be alright. Just by the base where the oval himself is, in that Mokim you don't put the psalmim there. So the Mishnah. Ein Malichin the base oval, loy betavla. This first Suda we said, the Sudas have raw, and you're supposed to bring the meal to the base oval, you don't bring it in fancy dishes and fancy plates. A malich in the base oval, like the tabla, a big tabla is a type of a big plate, v'loi b'yastula, v'loi b'kinoin, ela b'salim, only with pushing the baskets. That's how you have to bring the food to the base oval. V'yein oimrim, b'ircha, sa'vela b'moyit. On Cholomoid, when you're after the Kfura, there's an Indian, they used to do what they'll do today, they say a special bracha, Birchas Aveilim. Gemara Ksubas brings down what bracha used to say. After the Kfura, when they left the Beit HaKfaras, they would say a special bracha. So you don't say that bracha on Cholomoid. Well, I'm doing Beshura. Shura you do make. After you bury him, then they make a line, and the Oval walks through the line, and people say Menachem Oval, then Menachem him then. Or Menachem, you could be given Menachem, Tanchumim then. Or Poichin Es HaRabim, tell the Rabim to go home. We tell everybody go home. You don't have to walk home with the oval. The oval goes home separately, and everybody else goes home by themselves. This is all on Cholomoyd. Ein manichin es hamit abrechoyf. Also in Chalamoyd, you don't leave the meat to the mace outside in the main street. In the week there, they used to do it there to make bigger spadim, to make the people cry a lot. But in Chalamoyd, you don't do that. You don't leave the mace outside in the main street. Shalahavilas hespid, not to have a big hespid. In Chalamoyd, you don't say a spadim. For lois shal noshim loylam of neakovit. And the covet for a lady is, when a lady is nifter, you never leave her outside in the rechoyf. It's not covet of a noshim that she should be outside. Only by men, when you say a spade in the middle of the week, there was a minute to leave the mace outside that was marred by the spade. Yes, more says, Tana Rabban, Borishoyin Ahoyim Alichim Abay Savol Ashirim V'kal Sosha Kesav Ashel Zov. At the beginning, we used to have an oven, so the rich people used to send the food to them in their fancy silver and gold kelim. And the poor people, all they had was pashta baskets made from arava, made from pashta palm tree leaves. That's what they used to have from aravas. From peeled aravas, they used to have baskets. And the Nehem felt very embarrassed. Is a scheme of the Menas Hakonam, Shiyuakil, Mavian, the Salin, Itzom, Shalarabu Klufon. Everybody now should bring the food to the base level. It should only be in portion of the baskets, not to embarrass the poor person. Bifnei Kvoitim Shalaniyim, for the respect of the Aniyim. Tana Rabbon, Bryce says like this, for Rishoyno HaYomashkin Rebase Ovel. At the beginning, they used to mashkin the base ovel. The one used to give them to drink by the base ovel, in what cups did they drink in? Is Ashirim Beskuchas Lavona. The rich people used to bring fancy white glass. Very choshev things. The aniyim beschuchas svuya, they didn't have this fancy white glass. They used to have color glass. For you aniyim is baishim, and the aniyim were more embarrassed. His eskinu, shiyuakil, mashkin, beschuchas svuya. They made a takon, everybody should serve now in color glasses. If they kvoidim shloniyim, out of respect for the poor people, they shouldn't be embarrassed. The ashirim should not use their fancy glasses by the base oval. For Rishoyno HaYomagalin Pnei Ashirim or Mechasim Pnei Aniyim. Used to be such an Indian, raised by the spade, and used to uncover the face of a mace that was rich. A rich person, when he died, used to uncover his face. Or Mechasim Pnei Aniyim, but they used to cover up the face of an Oni, Mifnei Shoyim Mishkorin Pneiim, Mifnei Betzurois, because a poor person, his stomach, he had a lot of tzuros, a lot of problems, he didn't have too much heat, he didn't look so good, so therefore the face didn't look so nice, he used to cover up his face. But the grubber, the big ashirim there, they had a lot of teeth, they kept themselves looking nice, but then they used to uncover them. And the aniyim didn't like this, they were embarrassed. It's a skinu shiyum mechasin pneako. That's kind of was, not all the mates and we cover up the faces. They're not embarrassed, a poor person, everybody's face was covered up. At the beginning, we used to take the bigger usher, a rich person, after he died, used to carry him out to the base of Kvaris, in a fancy coffin. The Dagash, in a fancy bed, used to carry him out there.